A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
And we would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing the ongoing voter registration and those from the diaspora who managed to visit Zimbabwe during the holidays and register to vote for the upcoming elections.
We are also discussing the case in which Chief Justice Luke Malaba will tomorrow, 18th January, preside over the hearing of an application challenging some provisions of the Electoral Act, which prevents Zimbabwean citizens living outside the country from participating in the country's electoral process.
Three Zimbabweans, namely Gabriel Shumba, Sibonile Mfumisi, who are based in South Africa, and Darlington Nyambia, who's living and working in the United Kingdom, through their lawyers from Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the Southern African Litigation Center, filed the application for direct access to the Constitutional Court on the 20th of October 2017, seeking an order compelling the respondents, who include the Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, among other respondents, to facilitate the amendment of the Electoral Act and put appropriate measures so as to enable Zimbabweans living and working abroad to participate in the country's electoral process.
To join in our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba lingali tshona njani kumagumbi amane omhlaba lapho elingali khona siyadibana njalo kuhlelo Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Liyazi ke lamhlanje lilanga esixoxa lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lwalabo abagade besekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi abanelisileyo ukuthi baye bhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi kuthiwa bakhona abanye abavela endaweni ezikhatshana ezifana lakhona pha kwele Melika, labanye abavela endaweni ezinjengakoboBhilitane, siyazi of course le South Africa bagcwele kakhulu abasuke khonale eSouth Africa besiyabhalisela ukuthi bayavota. Siyakhangela njalo lodaba olomthethandaba kusasa. Chief Justice Luke Malaba uzabe ehlaziya udaba lokubana izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe zivunyelwe na ukuthi zivote zisemazweni ezihlala khona. Yiko ke sile ndaba zombili zonezi, Mr. Wande.
Chris, nyaya yokuvota kwezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika inyaya yangagara iripo kwenguva yakareba chose, asi hurumende yakanga iripo yava Robert Mugabe yakabva pachigaro isati yagadzirisa nyaya iyi. Nazvino nyaya yacho ichiri mumatare iri kutaurwa nezvayo, nokuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda zvokuti kutorerwa kodzero yavo yokuvhota hazvisisiri zvinhu zvinofanira kuramba zvichigamuchirwa izvozvo. Saka nhasi tiri kuda kumbotaura nenyaya iyi takamirira zvichatongwa naChief Justice Luke Malaba mangwana nenyaya iyi, nokuti pane vakaenda kukoti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinosanganisira lawyer Gabriel Shumba, Sionile Mfumisi na Darlington Nyambia, vachitaura nenyaya yokuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine kodzero yokukwanisawo kuvhota kunyange vasiri munyika. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatoda kuti titaure nayo nhasi tione kuti pfungwa dzedu sevanhu veZimbabwe dzakamira papi.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba lilakho ukuthi listinte ecingweni inombolo zethu 0 plus 1 202 202-465-0318. Leo ke inombolo elinelisa ukuthi listintela ku WhatsApp kumbe li text lisipha inombolo zenu lathi siyalifonela bese sixoxa emoyeni. Ye njengokutsho ke kuka Mnumzana Wande lapha engilaye lamhlanje usibona nje ukubana kusasa kukhanya hayi lilanga elikhulu kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala phandle kwamanye amazwe, ngoba kusasa yiko sizezwa khona impumela yodaba lolu osolesikhathi eside lokhu lusemthethwane ndaba. Sizwe uhulumende sithi hayi imali ayikho yokuthi kwenziwe ukhetho abantu bevote bephandle kwelizwe, lezinye izizathu ezinjalo. Kodwa ke sike sezwa phambilini ukubana hayi imali akumelanga kube ludubo, ngoba zikhona inhlanganiso ezifana labo United Nations ezithi zona ziyenelisa ukuphathisa ilizwe leZimbabwe. Kodwa lona imaphathi ntambo bathi hayi lokho asikufuni, thina sifuna ukuthi sizenzele sodwa. Yiko ke esikukhangeleleyo kusasa ukuthi kuyohamba njani.
Nyaya yokuthi mari haisikuwanikwa yokuita zvekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvikwanise kuvhota, hatingaigamushire nyaya iyoyo. Ndoona sekuti zvingati asokuti nese, nokuti kana hurumende ichiti hatingape vanhu kodzero dzayo nokuti hapana mari, panodowa nechimwe chinhu chinenge chakanganisika ipapo.
Yebo, Mnumzana Wande. Sesi lo wakuqala, we have our first guest on the line. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, Mr. Dewama Vinga, human rights lawyer. Tomorrow is a big day for those living in the diaspora. I mean, if we are going to look at what is perhaps going to happen in the courts, the case in which three Zimbabweans are trying to make the government facilitate the voting process for those living outside the country. What's your take, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, indeed, it is a big day, because the Zimbabwe Constitution of 2013 is a provision that should clearly be interpreted to provide for the diaspora vote. And Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is taking this huge case, which has got a number of complexities, in the sense that just 2 days back in Namibia, President Mnangagwa indicated that the government had no capacity or no financial resources to implement and fulfill the requirements of the diaspora vote. But it is for the law to be spelled out clearly, and for this right of Zimbabwean citizens outside of Zimbabwe to be able to exercise to vote. And it should be possible to organize it, if it is granted, so that through the embassies in different countries, such a vote can be facilitated. But that is the challenge, that it is clear that the attitude of the government is not only to oppose the court application for the diaspora vote, but also to say that in any event there are no resources. This is why we are looking forward to a pronouncement by the Constitutional Court.
Mr. Mavinga, let's suppose Justice Malava rules against the Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What implications do you see from a legal point of view if this should be the case?
Well, that would severely undermine, you know, the integrity of the 2018 elections, and also take back, you know, in terms of, because if you openly and possibly interpret the 2018 constitution, the diaspora vote should be allowed. But having said that, the reality is that not every country provides for or allows for the diaspora vote. So it means, therefore, that there is a lot more work that needs to be done to continue to push for it. So what would be important, at least in principle, would be for the court to agree that the diaspora vote is a right and is guaranteed in the Constitution. The second step of administrative challenges is something else. You know, it's a technicality. say, yes, Zimbabweans in the diaspora have a right, but we are unable to fulfill that right. That is something else, because then you can then approach the international community to ask for the necessary resources. You will be aware that there are groups like the United Nations Development Fund under the UNDP. They can facilitate that kind of process and ensure that it has got integrity. So we must separate the issues. Let's have the security of the rights and the law explained and guaranteed, and then the technicalities. If the government of Zimbabwe says, yes, we want to grant the right to vote for the diaspora, but we have no resources, I can assure you that there will be people or institutions internationally that could come forward to provide the resources. Remember, if you look at the 2013 Constitution of Zimbabwe, the government of Zimbabwe did not have the resources to consult and to undertake that process. But it was the international community that came forward through the UN in Zimbabwe to provide the necessary resources and technical expertise. So it can be done. It is possible.
Mr. Mavinga, just for clarity sake, the Constitution of Zimbabwe itself does not specifically state that the Zimbabweans in the diaspora cannot vote. What does it say specifically on that issue? Is it a money issue, or there is a law that bars diasporians from voting? Can you give us a distinction?
Specifically, the 2013 Constitution potentially provides for the right of Zimbabweans in the diaspora to vote. But the question that is there, Mr. Watt, is interpretation. So this is why it has been necessary to approach the court, because one, there is need to openly interpret the Constitution to say it has that kind of right. And number two, the laws in Zimbabwe have not been aligned to the 2013 Constitution. So what the lawyers are doing under the Zimbabwe Law for Human Rights is to challenge specific sections of the Electoral Act that prevent the fulfillment of the diaspora vote to be implemented. So the Electoral Act is not fully aligned to the 2013 Constitution that provides potentially for the right to vote for Zimbabwe in the diaspora. So there is need for a proper interpretation and for an alignment of the Electoral Act to remove those sections that prevent currently the right of Zimbabwe in the diaspora to vote. Because it is only those that are in the employ of the government. So, for example, employees at embassies outside the country are only those that can vote from outside the country and not anyone else. So there is need to amend the Electoral Act to fully provide for everyone who is a citizen and eligible to vote to do so from outside the country.
Okay. Thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? We are going to take a quick commercial break.
My friend, things are tight out here.
Chii mtare. Asi mapepa azikubatika.
If I get a chick, how will I even maintain her needs, mate?
Ko zvinombonetsa here? Kutenga zvemadola dola. Aripo ayaka.
Chao ko serious, uchimei tatanga apisha mkuru mumu elizu peta so. No spa, no futi velinto za kona zungusei geze zimu.
Imika, makato sara, tirikuto gazirisa zuti, shitaura so.
But how, mate? Njani, jeli.
Urumende edu rikutipa mkana wakanaka. Wekutiti gaze wachinoda nekufuota.
How?
Che kutanga, maka register imi mafezi.
Haa, yes register angatini. Vene kuchulo njani?
Kwa wane inonzi biometric voter registration.
Is this the same BVR that we keep hearing about on TV and on radio?
Eka, so mnafanda kuita manji. Takura izi tupa zenu ne proof of residence, moto baya kwa wari kuitira voter registration yaji. Mnenge mato pina madara.
Chegi manje tinesingela proof of residence ki?
Iko kukuma PVR centers, kuna anonzi ma VR9 forms. Affidavit of residence. You just fill in the forms. And the Zeko official will certify them for you as Commissioner of Oaths.
Thanks, mate. Let me go pick up my sister and dash there right away. Tutu, are you joining me?
Yes, I am. And to see Sokolo no Musha Valai.
Ah, mate. Don't even try that move.
Ah, popo matara.
That there is a voter registration awareness commercial coming with, they gave us, Mr. Wande, that of course came from the National Youth Development Trust.
A very beautiful thing indeed. Very nice.
Yes. Silomlaleli lapha uAfrika bekimpilo moyo ose South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yebo, njani bobaba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Injani impilo?
Hayi, impilo siyancena kodwa.
Ye, ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Likhuluma ngodaba olukhulu oluqhakathele kakhulu lana esibhala silulindele. Emthethweni weZimbabwe, uconstitution yeZimbabwe, ma uthi uyakhangela, kulalapha ebhalwe khona ukuthi every Zimbabwean citizen has got the right to free and fair regular elections for any elective public office or established terms of this constitution. So, kodwa-ke ma sekusiza emthethweni weZimbabwe sekusize entweni zokuvota, badala leyo nto vele thina nje njengabantu esiku-ground level esingaphandi kakhulu, thina esingaphandi sibonakala njengabantu esingasuka mhlambe sikhethe umuntu omunye ozayeveza imfihlo yalaba abantu abasesitulweni okakhefu. So thina singabantu esingapha singakujabulela, kodwa ngilinde kakhulu njengoba kuthiwa kumbe ujustice e-high court kusasa uza kithisinqumo ukuthi siyavumele ukuthi sivote. Kodwa ngobuningi bethu, ngoba sikhona ngobuningi singaphandle, America, Botswana, South Africa, kuphi lakuphi, angiboni isifeva yilo kuze isinqumo sikajaji kusasa.
Ngani usitsho njalo?
Baba, lingathi liyakhangela emazweni ase-Africa kakhulu ma kukhulunywa ngedemokrasi isuka ikhulunywa ephepheni, kodwa ma isikhulunywa ekwenzeni ukuthi umuntu akhangelele ukuthi abe le sifiso sakhe, ngoba phela kutsho ukuthi khona ukukhululeka kwakhe okusemhlizweni yakhe okusemoyeni wakhe akubonise ngokujabula, akwenzakali. Thina singaphandle, ma uphuma nje usuka la eSouth Africa usiya eZimbabwe, ukhangeleka njengomuntu okuthiwa wena ngumthengisi. Ikakhulu ma ungumuntu nje ongaphandle, lani badale liyazi ukuthi abanye abakhona ngapho, lani likhona ngapho nje. So ayisukuthi ukuthi liyamukeleka kahle, lilesi fiso lani linje likhona ngapho ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kusasa kuthiwa hayi, oGibbs osibani bani bonke abavunyelwe ukuthi bavote, ngithemba ukuthi lingavota. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi lingaphandle kwelizwe libonakala njengabantu okuthiwa liya-against uhulumeni, kodwa sokuba against uhulumeni yikudinga ukuthi etafuleni kube lolutho oluphathekayo. Angeke wahlala ubukela abantu besidla wena ule mndeni ule muni, akungeke kulunge badala lokho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa sibi, usibongile kakhulu.
Hayi,
ngiyabonga badala bami. Okay, ube lobusuku obuhle.
Ya. Zakatawara zvine zvinonjuka zvikuru. Nokuti chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chimwe nechimwe chine kodzero yokuvhota. Saka hurumende kuda pamwe inofanira kuita basa rakati wande kumeka shuwa kuti zvinhu zvakadai zvinoitika. Nokuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakaita sokuti wandise.
Yeah, that's true. So you have a caller there, right?
Yeah, tine umwe parunare Paul Shara vanobva kuGokwe. Makadini kuvashara?
Tinofara, makadiko Studio 7.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu, tiri nani chaizvo. Muri kutinzwa here?
Tiri kukunzwa zvakanaka chaizvo.
Naika. Mukoda kuti batsirana mashoko okuti kudii nhasi panyaya yatiri kutaurai?
Mashoko andira kukubatsira ndeyekuti madiasporas anofanira kunge achivhota vari kunze kwavari ikokoko. Asi kana tichitarisa nekumira kwakaita upfumi hweZimbabwe zvechokwadi, inini ndinogara kuSouth Africa. Nakauya pa holiday panapa ndichiona kumira kwakaita zvinhu kunoko. Handimboona kunge hurumende yedu ichizokwanisa kunge ichizoti vanhu vange vachizorejestwa kuout. Avo vane mukana kunge vachiya kuzorejesta kuno Zimbabwe zvechokwadi vanofanira kunge vachivhota kuti tiise unyanya huripo. Nekuti zvetakarekakudaro takangomirira kuti hurumende inoenda kukoti yotaurwa kunze zvoyaiti madhasipurazi anofanira kunge achivhota. Vanongoti hatina mari ende hakuna munhu anoa kunge anoziva kuti apa ndinodyiwa oti ipapo ndofamba nepo. Anototora dzimwe nzira dzokuti dzichake adzivirire kuti akwanise kunge achiona mavhoti acho.
Tikatarisire
kuti hurumende yedu pari zvine zvirejese vanhu kuautira isinani stata. Vakwanisa kuuya muno ngavarejese.
Ehe. Ko kana vamwe vakati pashoko ramataura iroro vamwe vakati hurumende inowana mari yokuti uyushe mota yake tsva asi havasi kuda kuita chimwe chinhu chokubatsira mazimbabwenzi kuti vakwanise kuvhota. Iko zvinezvi handini makaona kuti kwakabva vanhu vakawanda zvikuru South Africa vachienda kumba kunoregista kuvhota. Ehe, zvino hamuoni kuti hakusi kuratidza ushungu nechidongo here kana hurumende ichiisa mari kutengera vanhu motikari asi zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvichidawo kuitawo zvokuvhota zvichishaya mukana? Mungati chiiko vanhu vanenge vachitaura vachidaro?
Ndizvo zvatiri kutaura izvozvizvi. Makatarisa vamunangarwa vachitanga kuti vapinda pachigaro chavo mazuva ekutanga payapayapa vakatayiwa madhishi achavatengera motikari nekuti hurumende haina mari. Asi vakaita U-10 nokukurumidza, vaita U-10 nokukurumidza payapayapa izvozvi pavakaita musangano kugweri kwekwako vakati madhisha akutengerwa motikari nekuti ndiyo nzira yavakaona kuti ndiyo vacharamba vachiri vati pachigaro nayo. Hakuna kuchinja kwezvinhu mugadha akaenda kuti vamunangarwa vavepo, kucharaka pane udzvanyiriri iwoyo. Saka zviri kwatiri isusu kuona kuti taregista here tirwise iyi nyanya. Hatitombofa takatarisira kuti hurumende yezimbabwe ichaenda kusouth africa ndorejesta about 3 million vanhu vari kusouth africa kuti vavhote, because vanotoziva kuti out of 3 million 2 million inoenda kuopposition and zanupf inenge chidonha. Saka isusu tetatoona kutoti taita nenzira dzipi dzekuona kuti tichase tivhote, tinotofanira kutorejesta muno, ngatizamei zvekuti tisatitendera. Of course tiko vamalava mangwana vanogona kuti oriht vanofanira kurejestiwa, but hurumende yekuti hatina and vanogona kutsvaka dzimwe nzira dzekuti dzokudzivirira vanhu vacho. Makada kutarisa izvezvi hurumende yavamunangarwa pari zvinezvi yazadza mauto masekretari maministries maministers kuyakuyako kuratidza ivo vanhu vari kupinda vangade kuramba kuti vangabve pabasa pa6 months dziri kutevera. Hazvikwanisiri kuitika izvozvo. Tingaunyatitarisa logikari chaiyo iyo, vanhu ava varoda kutokamawo nyange varanda vane utsotsi hwavo vachine kuita vari kudzivirira utsotsi hwavo. Makatarisa izvezvizvi vanhu vari kusunga vaya veG40 vayavo ivovo vakanga vari vamunangarwa kune masosi atotoziva tisingaida kutaura nemazita vakawandisa chaizvo vanoziva kuti vatobavasa vachisungwa. Saka izvozvizvo hazvikwanisike kunge zvichiitika kuti tingarejeste kweyoko. Ngatiuve tirejeste kunoku tivhote tozopinda munzira zvakanaka tiyose, kwete kutozokuchema kuti aiwa tadyiwa tadyiwa. Aiwa izvozvizvi vakatarisa izvezvi vatotanga kutokambena nokupa chikafu vachinzwira nemasiti twacho tovavhota kuti upwe chikafu. Chisoti chatotanga ichocho hazvinambosiyana neyekuzvana mugadi izvi.
Tiri kuzvinzwa chaizvo. Munozinzwa Mr. Gandhi ndinyaya iyi inobata zvakawanda wanda, saka tichiri pakati kunyange Justice Mbalava vakavuyavo vakataura zvavanotaura, asi pachaita problem kuda nenyaya dzemari dziri kutaura idzo. Mazvita chaizvo vashana, tinofara nezvemashoko enyaya maita, tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay, before we go to our guest, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, the human rights lawyer, who is our special guest tonight, let's take another quick commercial break.
My name is Fosiso Mafu.
My name is Carlos Virindi.
Lamek Mafu.
You vote as a register?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
I registered in Law's Care.
I'm going to go to the office and I'm going to do something.
One job.
Katesi siyezi katesi pasenzi luto katesi
deni kula mama yuta sebenzaye pareto ayimsebenzaye sebenzaye vaisiya vaihambile sikolo vaisiya vaikhethayo
Okuqala engafuna ukuthi improve like elizwe lethu economy.
Kube ama-sponsor ezokhangela i-talent ngoba lapha eZimbabwe kule talent eliningi. Uma youth wonke ni-advice engizawanika yona ukuthi njani. Behambe bonke be-register cause lawo bewazibone njani. Funa i-change e-country yethu. Funa umuntu ongakwanisa ukulungisa izinto.
There is only one way to complain indlela le njani engaba yiyo a transparent and that is voting and lokho kuqalisa ngokuthi si register so I encourage other youth to go register so that we vote kwenze ukuthi sizwakale
abanaleleyo amna abajoji guys let's go register to vote
for vote ayi kuchinja
everything that you want bona kids
register to vote register to vote is simple is fun is easy.
Thanks once again to the National Youth Development Trust for that commercial. Now back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, one of the callers there seems to suggest that because of time limitations, if in the case that Chief Justice Malaba gives a ruling in favor of diasporas casting their votes in the diaspora, there might not be enough time. What do you think?
No, the idea is that rights should be guaranteed. And if the court rules in favor, then it would be upon the government of Zimbabwe and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to make provisions administratively to facilitate for that vote. And it's not entirely true that there would be no time because it is very easy to have registration processes because Zimbabwe has got a good number of embassies across the globe, especially in countries where there are many Zimbabweans in the diaspora. So, for example, South Africa, the UK, the US, Botswana, Zambia, Australia. What could easily be done is to say, what are the requirements for registration, and then they set up the visa centers at the embassies or consulates. So at the embassy in Pretoria in South Africa, for example, the consulate in Johannesburg and another consulate in Cape Town. And Zimbabweans who wish to will quickly flock there and do the process. It is a biometric voter registration process, which is in fact underway in Zimbabwe. So it is only a matter of coordinating with embassies to ensure it happens, and with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission leading the process. It is fairly easy to accomplish, I would say.
Why, Mr. Mavinga, why is it taking so long to align the constitution or the laws with the constitution? We are talking about the constitution from 2013. Why is it not being aligned, or why hasn't it been aligned up to this point?
I think one of the things is absolute lack of political will. That the leadership in government is not entirely prioritizing these issues. So if you look even at the issues of resources, priorities are to areas where the government thinks it gains political mileage. So, for example, buying luxury vehicles for chiefs seems to be the priority because of the political mileage that comes with it, and not providing for voter registration processes. And if you look particularly on the issue of the diaspora vote, remember previously the government had opposed another application which was in terms of the old constitution. And it appears that perhaps there is a sense that those Zimbabweans who left Zimbabwe to go and live in the diaspora, that the bulk of them, if they are not working for embassies, may be people who are not happy with the government of the day and therefore chose to move away. And therefore are unlikely to vote for the government, and therefore there is no incentive to provide for that kind of vote. So there are a number of challenges that are there, and an absolute lack of political will that is driving the lethargy with which there is no movement in terms of aligning the constitution to all the existing laws that are there, and or repealing or amending those laws to make sure that they are all constitutional now.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. We have another guest, Mr. Arnold Ndabuko, who's a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. Welcome to the show.
Ngiyabonga baba Linja.
Siyaphila, kunjani South Africa lamhlanje?
Hayi namhlanje ngani kuyashisa kodwa hayi akufani nemalangeni.
Ah okay. Ya wena ungomunye wabaya ekhaya baya register ungasitshela ukuthi kwahamba njani?
Yebo mpela hayi sa register iregistreni hayi asibonanga nkinga kakhulu sinethemba ukuthi iregistreni yethu sizathi mhlazana siyovota amagama ethu azobe khona.
Akuthathanga isikhathi eside yini uvota la ubhalisa lapho esasizwa abanye bekhala ngakho?
Lutho lapho engabhalisa khona yebo babekhona abantu bebaningi kodwa akuthathanga isikhathi eside kangaka.
Amaphepheni lapha-ke akuhluphanga, sizawuthi i-proof of residence lokunye okunjalo kungani kuyahlupha?
Yebo khona kwahlupha kodwa hhayi baphangisa nje basilungisela masinya kulokho kwangani bakutholi kahle.
Aha, so wena nxa usiyabhalisa khonapho vele South Africa baningi yini obaziyo abavelayo khona ngapho e-South Africa besiyabhalisa?
Ngasendaweni yangakithi hayi babengekho baningi kangako kodwa bona babekhona bebalwa nje mhlawumbe mangabala nje enganginabo nje mina babengafika lapho kuma-15.
Kuma-15, okay. Nxa manje ukhangele wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ungani uzenelisa yini ukuthi uyevota ngoba sizwa abanye abahlala endaweni ezikhatshana besithi babhalisile yebo kodwa ukuthi bebuyele ukuyavota kuzahlupha, wena ubona njani?
Ngakwelami isayidi ngilesifiso ngilethemba njalo ukuthi ngizayenelisa ukuthi ngiyele ekhaya ngiyovota ngivotele uhulumeni engimthandayo, uhulumeni engimthemba ukuthi uzoyenza ushintsho elizweni lakithi.
Le ngqondo sukhona sukwazi vele ukuthi uzavotela ubani?
Yebo, hayi voti lami vele ngihleli nginalo nje luna ngethemba lami ngomuzwa wami ongitshela ukuthi angivotele uhulumeni.
Hayi kulungile, asoze sikubuze ukuthi uvotele uzavotela ubani.
Hayi kulungile.
Bathi ngesilungu your vote is your secret.
Yebo, injalo sivile tuwe.
Hayi ungabamba ecingweni.
Siyabonga.
Okay. Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Hello, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah, so we have one of our guests there is one of those people who traveled all the way from South Africa to go and register. And he says he's very adamant that when the time comes to go and cast his ballot, he'll be right there. Now, from what you have heard or seen, are there many people who did the same from South Africa?
Yes, there is a fairly good number of very strong political conscious in Zimbabweans who have gone back to register to vote and who intend to go and vote when the time comes. But the challenge is this, that it is very expensive, it is time-consuming, because when you are going to travel to Zimbabwe from South Africa, it's about 2 days of travel just to get to Zimbabwe. And then thereafter, you have to spend time there and money. So it is not ideal. It is, a strategy that political activists are taking. But what we want is to have, to make it easy for every Zimbabwean citizen to be able to exercise their right to vote from where they are, even when they are abroad or outside the country. So this is the purpose of this challenge. It's important for the government to facilitate. So, for example, if it was possible and the government had said it was going to provide transport for all, let's say if you're just looking for South Africa or Botswana or those Zimbabwe laborers, provide transport for people to travel back and register, then that could be something, but not for individuals to dig deep into their pockets and try and resource and fund to exercise their rights. It's very difficult and it's not ideal.
Okay, thank you so much. Please stay on the line. We have another caller. Silompa Ngazita, ose Botswana. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo baba.
Yee, kunjani eBotswana namhlanje? Hayi siyaphila.
Hayi ngiyachisa.
Ngiyachisa izulu alikho.
Hayi akunazulu kuphela.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Hayi ngiyazi izihlelo le.
Le
ukuze lokuregister kwabantu. Yebo, phela singamthabela siphile ukuthi kodwa phela esikukhangeleyo angithi yikuthi kathi kunokukhetho bani ezayenza ukuthi ukhetho ngokukhululeka. Into lesisuka la abatshana phezu kwaphuma ubhedi mkabo, kwanzeni kobhedi mkabo unumber 12. Lokhu imithetho naleyomile, kodwa yena yakusasela leyo uzayikhulula na, ngoba nxa kadeke ukuthi ubaba lo ezimisele ukuthi kube lokukhululeka. Siphuma kudisemba kathesi, wonke umuntu ukhefu esekhaya. Kungani kade bengakhululanga abantu labana abazekele emazweni konke barejisti? Kulapho ungazibuza khona ukuthi kuvele kunomunye ukuthi empinyala emgelimbani okukhona lapho kucatshisiweyo kukhekho. Kangeke akhululele lutho lwalumuntu.
Kodwa wena wayabhalisa yini?
Hayi, mina vele mina eyamihlanganiso yayoengene ezikho zokhetho, kodwa ngikhangele nje okwenzakala kwa ebantwini ukuthi kambi sisuka ngaphi. Yikho saleli ilizwe thina bakamthabazela selutho. Kakathe kuzanywa nje ukuthi kungani thatha izingqondo zamaNdebele zingene ngathi kuthiwa lento ezasimela. Abantu ezasimela ngoba kade sidiphotekiwe 7 years ithi asiqoda kuleli lizwe, asikanto esayitholayo emathebeleleni ngemva kwezidingqo zethu. Libe lisidrosela ehleleni yenu, ngadrosela ehleleni lokukhetho sini. Kodwa liyize ngeze emtwini kamthakazi omntwana wesiNdebele ole ngqondo, ongalangqondo yini ubona ngani kule kuthi, kodwa ole ngqondo ojiyisa ingqondo yakuqala ngesesibini, ubona ngani liyize leyo ngithi ukhetho.
Siyayizwa
kule nto yasimelayo. Ngibe ngisegwanda ngakhangela ngezwa ubuhlungu ukuthi ngathi ngivele empini, ngathi engashiya kuyikho khona ngishiye empini, ngaze ngaphenduka saleli lizwe saphenduka yikho kuyikho khona. Ngazibuza ukuthi inotho yegwanda kambe iyangaphi, iyangaphi, idliwa ngobani? Kusukisela ngo 1893 ulobhengule kuphuma kuze kube lamhla, idliwa ngobani inotho yegwanda? Yonke iminerali ikhona egwanda, kodwa asinantshontsho le damu unyenyene lavalwayo. Kodwa lokhu lisidonsela kulokhu zeni kukhetho, kukhethwa bani kati? Kubuhlungu-kazi njalo bengingesikhalazo. Ngibona ngani nxa kule ngihlelo ezingani zinhle thina esilabe abantu bepolitics kalifuni kusikhetha. Ngabona ngisuke ngo-October usuku zonke ngakulalela ngestudio 7 kwako ngehlula nje lala ngiloto. Kodwa nganxa ngaze ngiqale ukuthi ngicela ukungena kuhlelo nxa kule lapho kuyabe sizo sikhulume ngcono khona kalisibhoke, angazi ukuthi ikhetha kanjani. Ikhetha laba ababaya estudio, I'm washing you. Umuntu lo ngakala nkulumo ukuthi I'm washing you at studio 7. Kala nkulumo, kodwa ngiyasifisa ukungena sikhulume kalisikhethe. Ngicela please ngasi lisithi kona lisinike inamba yenu la lisikhethe sikhulume, ngoba yithi esifikele politics le kathana, sifikele kathana umgabelo engakabuzi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Ikuthi nje isinye isikhathi incingo ziyagcwala kakhulu singenelisi ukufinyelela wonke
umuntu. Mina awuze ngithi ngifike ngo-October every day ngiyalalela ngibhale ngithi ngicela ukungena kuhlelo, ngiyamangala namhla khona ingene after 4 months. Ukuthi kanti yikho sengilela kumessage yami ngithekwa, kanti kukhethwa kanjani?
Hayi,
kanjani nxa sicela ukungena lingafikeli?
Hayi, siyaxolisa nje, hayi asikhethi nje.
Ngiyabonga baba, kodwa siyafisa ukuthi sibe zonke sibe khona nxa kunezikhathi lisingenise lathi kuze sikhulume, ngoba ilizwe lelana livele lifike lathi salilwela nokulilwela. Siyazi into zonke kutho kunyana bonke siyabazi wonke okugcwele laphana, akula lutho liyabekulusembethiswa ngengubo onyanyayana nje ukuthi nxa uyisithuthi ungene uthi namhla sokulungile, kodwa akula lutho kulibaziswa abantu bakithi ukuthi isikhathi sihala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mpangazitha. Hayi, sibongile
kakhulu. Abantu sokuyakhetha, hayi, bakhululekile sibili. Akulungise. Ngoba ukuthi yalungisa uMalala kafaka ngeke esithombe lapha. Kakulungise kusasa. Abantu bakithi bonke kade bemazweni lapha, bahambe bekhetha nxa ukuthi bafuna ukuyakhetha, bayebhalisa bakhethe.
Hayi, kuzwakele.
Ukuthi bangakhethi vele. Yebo, bangakhetha abantu abangaphandle belizwe. Nxa kungithi vele kabavunyelwe ukukhetha, kungcono phela abantu ngoba yibo phela abaphethe ilizwe lapha. Kade sizongalalitho ngitsho imali yonke umthwa ingenile ivele lephandle kwelizwe. Nawuzokuthaka abavoti kuvela.
Hayi,
kuvela ukuthi ukuthi ngoba bayaziwa ukuthi kabavumelani nokuphatha njengezithombe khona panelizwe. Kufunakala isithombe, ngoba isithombe hawu number 1. Abantu abaphandle kwelizwe ngenxa yokuthi wale ngqondo abavunyelwa ukuvota, kodwa konke okungenelizwe imali yonke ngenelizwe basezengezela besakhanya i-toll gate ngoba bakwazi ukuthi imali inengezelela abandla bethu labo bantu abavumela ukuvota encane.
Hayi, sikuzwile baba Mpangazitha, sibongile kakhulu, sizahlala sikuthinta.
Ngiyabonga lami, ngiyabonga lami kakhulu ucelo lami lolo lokuthi sicela nqa kule mhlelo ezinengi ezikhuluma ngombangazi welizwe lentana elalela yithi ngomunye waleli lizwe. Sicela lisingenise.
Hayi, siza kungenisa. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Okay.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Sibongile. On that note, let's take another quick break, Mr. Wande.
Yeah.
Baba, kuri seko kusoroka finyama kumeso chi.
Ah, my friend, things are tight out here.
Chi mdara, asi mapepazi kubatika.
If I get a chick, how will I even maintain her needs, mate?
Ko, zuno mboneta ere, kutenga zwema dola dola, aripo ayaka.
Chao ko siria, suchime tata ngapisha nkuru mumu ilizu peta so. No spa, no futi velinto zako na zungse igeze zimu.
Imika, makato sara, turikuto gazirisa zuti, shitaura so.
But how, mate? Njani chegi?
Urumende edu rikutipa mkana wakanaka. Wekutiti gaze wachinoda nekufuota.
How?
Che kutanga, maka register remi mafiesi.
Haa, yes register angatina. Vene kuchuno njani?
Kwa wane inonzi biometric voter registration.
Is this the same BVR that we keep hearing about on TV and on radio?
Eka, so mnafanda kuita manji. Takura izi tupa zenu ne proof of resident, moto baya kwa wari kuitira voter registration yacho. Mnenge mato pina madara.
Chegi manje tinesingela proof of residence ye?
Iko kukuma PVR centers, kuna anonzi ma VRN forms. Affidavit of residence. You just fill in the forms. And the Zek official will certify them for you as Commissioner of Oaths.
Thanks, mate. Let me go pick up my sister and dash there right away. Dudu, are you joining me?
Yes, I am. And to see Sokolo no Musha Vala.
Ah, mate. Don't even try that move.
Ah, popo, Madara.
Thanks again there to the National Youth Development Trust for that commercial. Mr. Wande, I hear you have a listener.
Yeah, tine vamwe vari parunare kuzvinezvi vari kufuna vari kumarondera. Makadini ko tiri kutaura nani?
Murota avakufanya
nani?
Nakufanya
nani? Aha. Munoda kuti batsirawo nei nhasi? Nenyaya tinayo mudariro iyi. Manzwa mashoko enyu masvika pakutaura izvi sei
nekuti leaders atingetina ozvakaita namo kuvaya mabatsa vatina kufamuna 1988 havana kuita zvakanaka zvekuti ukada kuti unyatsotarisisa history yavo kwavakabva unoona kuti anda kufuna kumira zvakanaka
ehe hai tinomanza mashoko enyu tinotenda zvikuru na mashoko enyu Mr. Gandhi
ndingataura futi nechindevere
ye ungakhuluma ba ucingo lakho ikuthi aluzwakali kahle kodwa ungakhuluma nje
sorry ukuthi ama leaders lawa ama political party kumele abe traceable record. Eyokuthi sithele ukuthi wazalelwa laphi, wakhula njani, i-behavior kube injani, kuhamba njalo njalo, siyibale emaphepheni, sikhetha ukuthi ubesingumkhali ongasikhokhela kamnandi wuphi, sibesa nge-record lokwakhe.
Hayi, sikuzwile, sibongile kakhulu.
Engingakuthanda.
Aha. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu, ingqondo enhle kakhulu le.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Hayi, yabo, sibongile kakhulu. Well, that's quite you know, an interesting thing. Of course, his line is not too good, but you know what he's talking about, it's just like having those presidential debates here. He's saying people really need to know who they are voting for, the background of that person. Of course, through a debate, you cannot know much, but at least you have an idea of who that person is. So, Mr. Mavinga, what do you make of such sentiments that, you know, the political situation in Zimbabwe is you just have a leader, you don't know much about that leader's background, especially in the sense that what are they going to deliver to the people?
Well, that is a big challenge. And if you look closely at the extremely polarized politics of Zimbabwe, to be quite honest, votes are not largely on the basis of ideas. And therefore, this is why even manifestos are not popular or widely talked about. Because votes are either on the basis of just personalities without the content of what they can offer, or the use of violence, which is widespread. We saw that in 2008. Or a combination of violence, fear, and inducement, which therefore is to buy, you know, key members of the electorate. So, for example, one way of looking at these luxury vehicles, the chiefs, could be a way of getting them on site in an unconstitutional way, because chiefs should not be partisan at all, should not support any one political party. So, but that's the tragedy of Zimbabwe. We need to move away from those kinds of politics to a politics that says, what does the political manifesto say? What is there to be offered? What are the political ideas? How does one propose to improve the lives of ordinary Zimbabweans as the primary indicator for votes?
We hear you. What I have noticed from listening to the callers we have had so far, we cannot deny the emotion, you know, that is carried by these people. You can see that they really want to participate, they care, and they want to have a say in what is happening in the country. So I think that kind of dedication should be rewarded in some way. However, one of our callers said that we should not underestimate the issue of money as far as the government is concerned, because the caller said that the problem of money is real, and there is nothing that the government can do without the money, and that the government does not have any money. How can we put these things together for a positive outcome? Because some things must happen. They have to happen. And yet, there are some, you know, issues like money that we are talking about. How can we put all these things together for a positive outcome, in your view?
I think, Mr. Wan, what's important to clarify is that the primary problem is not necessarily money, but the allocation of money, the issue of priorities, and the idea of saying, what will it take to deliver on a credible election? Is it in the best interest of political parties? And this is where the problem is, because it seems to me that perhaps some might believe that opening up the space would undermine their chances of winning an election. So it's not a question of saying that there is no money, because certainly we see that in some areas money is being splashed. For example, the luxury vehicles for the chiefs, that's a huge chunk of money that could have been used differently or otherwise. So it's about allocating resources properly, ensuring that there is, you know, the rooting out of corruption in a way that captures the resources properly and they are used in the right way. At the moment, there is a lot of corruption and money is being siphoned, state coffers are being looted with no clear way of stopping that. So there is need, again, to look at all those things and say, what is the best way, the optimal way of using the available resources for the advantage of all Zimbabweans? This should be the mindset and approach.
Moramba muri parunare vamavinga tichadzoka kwamuri Chris nyaya iyi ine zvinhu zvakati wande zvinopindana zvipindana kuti ibudirire tatanga tataura nenyaya yekuti kuda pamwe time yacho ingaita shoma pane nyaya yekuti mari pane nyaya yekuti political will kuti vanoda here vatongi vari muzvinzvimbo iko zvinezvi vanoda here kuona zvinhu zvakaita sezvi zvichiitika. Saka all these things zvofanira kuitwa pamwe chete zvigosangana kudai kuti zvibudirire. And ndinoona sokuti kuda pachine mutambo muhombe uri mberi kwedu.
Okay. No, when we come back to Mr. Mavinga, we'll ask him about something related to that. But wakatesa kuti sizwe umnumzana Ndabuko ukhona.
Ikhona ba.
Yeah, Ms. Umnumzana Ndabuko. Siyabona kubana lapha abantu abaningi bakhuluma ngokuthi ukuya register lokuya vota ikuchitha isikhathi ngoba ikhetho luhlala lukanye impumelelo yakho ukuthi kuyahamba njani ukubona njani wena akukudelisi na inhliziyo yakho.
Yebo, khona kuyaba nawo umthelela ukuthi abantu silahle ithemba, kodwa ithemba singalilahla kuthiwa kulahlwa mbele kungakufela. Khona lokho kuye kuyenzeka kulo mnyaka ophelileyo sisiyaphela, usibuyisele lona lelo thimba elincane ukuthi mhlawumbe izinto kungenzeka zishintshe, kungayenzeki ngale ndlela bekwenza khona kule minyaka edlulile.
Hayi, kwezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu umnumzana Ndabuko, nxa ukukhona lapho engxenye obufuna ukuya khona. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuba lathi kuhlela.
Hello.
Ye, ngithi nxa kukhona lapho ofuna ukuya khona, hayi, sibongile kakhulu ngokuba lathi kuhlela.
Okay, hayi, kodwa ngisaselana kula lapho engiya khona, ngihlalele nje ngimamele uhlelo.
Okay, ungabamba khona la.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Okay, silo munye umlaleli uMbongeni Sithole ose South Africa, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, baba linjani?
Lisiyaphila linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila nathi la.
Ye, akusitele ngodaba lolo silalo lamhlanje.
Hayi, daba lokuvota lolu lena, idaba lokhulu ngempela, mara hey kunzima kakhulu manje ebantwini. Akunzima abantu bona abaningi-ningi, kodwa ngihambile nami ekhaya ngo-December laphana, ngafika ngazama lami ukubhalisa, hayi kodwa kwabe nzima kakhulu ngoba mina ngingathi zambe zingekho right ma ngithi ngiyafika ngiye-chase laphana zama ukuthi ngithathe izincwadi, hhayi wakhanye ukuthi bathi ngize ngeza kwe-3 months soze zama ukuthi ngiphindele njalo ngezilanda futhi nge-April lethi ngizefika mabukabele bengibhalisa ngizefika mbhalise. But abantu abaningi engathi ngikhuluma nabo bonke nje ontanga laba abasakhulayo, hayi iningi labhalisa mpela esigabeni sakithi elinge laphana bonke nje ngokuningi babhalisa. But abanye ngatheki ma ukuthi sikhuluma nabo ukuthi manje madoda sambe nini siyobhalisa, sekunalolu daba lokuthi uthwangirayo ungathi uyaphuma kukhetho. Manje abaningi-ningi bathi manje kuyukuthi kuyabhalisa ukhetho kuzovotelwa bani ngokuthwangirayo nangabe sigula sesithini yaphuma kukhetho. Yiyo enye into abantu ingathi igukule sebedesele emuva kakhulu, abasazi ukuthi kubhekwe kuphi kuywa phambili, uyabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa. Sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nkala. Mnumzana Mbongeni.
Mbongeni.
Sibongile kakhulu Mbongeni.
Yes, siyabonga.
Okay. Mr. Wande, we have another caller, Sipho Nkala in Botswana. Siyakwamukela Sipho Nkala.
Yebo, linjani kani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani eBotswana?
Hey, ukuchisa kuphela.
Hey bantu. Ungasiphathisa kuhle.
Mina ngilosizi ngamabandla aphikisayo. Bayi 100 kodwa aphikisana lo muntu oyedwa. Kunjani ukuthi bebambane bebonke bekwanisa ukuthibe ngakwanisa ukuwina.
Hayi, ngumbuzo oqotho lo.
Eh, baphikisana nomuntu oyedwa kodwa abantu baninga. Baphikisana nomuntu oyedwa be 100, kulo ukuthi bebambana izinto zonke ziyaphumelisa lokho esikhala mchukuchu. Asazi kuzofika nini.
Hayi,
so mnethemba khuthaza ukuthi bebambana.
Eh, hayi siyakuzwa silethemba labo balalela.
Eh, because yasela ukuthi uvotele banomunye abuya lokwakhe omunye ube lokwakhe. Handi lami ngafuna nje so uvusa iparty yami yakwanisa ukuyivusa futhi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hayi kunzima. Hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nkala.
Ya sibongile.
Mr. Wendell, the last caller there says there's just too many parties.
Yeah, it's kwadi ma patwa ma ezvamatongero nyuka aka just kuti wandise kana totarisa kuwanda kwatakaita munyika. Vamavhinga muripo?
Hongu ndiripo.
Ndinomwe mvunzo wandinoda kunzwisisa. Tiri kutarisira kuti kuda zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka mangwana. Kana zvikasafamba nenzira inodikanwa navanhu, pane appeal here up.
Pano tibetse kuti paitike appeal zvinenge zvoreva, zvinenge zvava zvekuti kana zvaramba pamutemo. Kune kwa kutokumbira vatungamiri nekuti mutemo unogadzwa nematare ebare reparliament. Kureva kuti vatungamiri vezvematongerwo enyika kana vakauya pamwe chete zvichidawo mushure mesarudzo vanogona kutaurika navo kuti paonekwe kunzi hapangaitwi here kunzi mutemo iwoyo uvandudzwe nenzira yawo nekuti iko zvino kuenda kumatare kuda kungoti zviitwe nechimbi chimbi tipinde musarudzo tiine kodzero yevari kunze vana vezvabu kuti vavhotewo asi zvinogona kuti kana hurumende ichinge yatendera kana kuti vari ezvematongerwo enyika vachinge vatendera vawirirana zvinogona kuitwa kuburikidza nekuvandudzwa kwemitemo kwete nekumatare edzimhosva.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavhinga. But just a quick one in a few seconds, because we just about to wrap up. What do you make of these reports that there's a likelihood that Tsvangirai spoke with President Emmerson Mnangagwa about postponing the election? And don't you think, well, the other side, I mean, let's look at the other side, the positive side. If this is not a positive move, because there's a likelihood that all these things will be put into place if the voters are in the diaspora are said to be voting and so forth. What do you make of that?
I think it would not be a wise move, because it would be a greater violation of the rights of all Zimbabweans, because the Constitution clearly provides for elections to be held by August 22, 2018. And for the government that is there, it is a huge challenge of a deficit in legitimacy, which can only be resolved through a credible, peaceful, free and fair election. So to recover, for Zimbabwe to be on the step to recover and re-engage the international community, they need free and fair elections. So it would really be a disservice to everyone if there is a postponement of election. What is important is for the government to prioritize and put resources to ensure elections are done properly.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavhinga. We are out of time. That was Mr. Dewa Mavhinga, human rights lawyer. We also had Mr. Arnold Ndavuko, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. And of course, our callers who managed to get through, and those who did not, better luck next time. The name is Chris Gande, and good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Tanonaka Wande. We'll see you again next time.